With this celebration of the first Saturday, excuse me, the first Friday of the month of July, we come, therefore, to the second half of the year already. The days go by like in those old motion pictures where they show the calendar pages going and going and going and going. So it really is also for us, till we come to the end of the calendar and it's goodbye, it's finished, time to go, but not yet. So today we give thanks to God that we celebrate this first Friday of the month of July, dedicated to the most precious blood of Jesus. And of course, it is the precious blood of Jesus that beats through the heart, the sacred heart of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whom we honor, and to whom we owe reparation for sins, for our own personal sins, and for the sins of all mankind, which are innumerable. Not infinite, only God is infinite, but we are innumerable in our faults, our sins, and our defects, and we must always continue to try to make them better. And of course, the celebration of the first Friday, as our Lord requested to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, is indeed for that purpose as well, to make reparation. And as we make reparation, we need to recognize that we have done wrong, and therefore we need to recognize that we must stop doing wrong. Also on this day, in this rite, we celebrate the feast of two great saints, patrons, along with others, of Europe. Saint Cyril, also known as Constantine, and Methodius, his brother. And they lived in the 9th century and were brothers from Thessalonica, who were monks, first of all, and then they were sent to preach the gospel, and they preached the gospel all throughout Eastern Europe. Saint Cyril invented an alphabet for the liturgy of the East, which is still used, the Cyrillic alphabet, which is the alphabet which is used in Russia. And so his legacy, even in the world, continues. And he is honored by many, even those who do not believe in Christ. When Pope St. Nicholas the Great heard of them, he sent for them, and then he consecrated them bishop. But in the meantime, St. Nicholas died, and his successor, Pope Adrian, consecrated them both. And then St. Nicholas died, St. Cyril. And so St. Methodius was on his own, and he went back, and he continued to evangelize and founded dioceses and consecrated other bishops, as he was commanded to do by the Holy Father. And of course, among them is the diocese and the area of Russia and of Kiev, which of course is being mispronounced in all the newscasts. It is not Kiev, it's Kiev. And so we need to pray also for Russia and the Ukraine, which is at that time a province of Russia, and that is where the problem lies, that they want it back, and the whole works. Either way, evil men are taking advantage of this situation. Very evil men, especially in Kiev. And so we pray to St. Cyril and Methodius for this situation in the world. In the meantime, St. Cyril or Constantine was buried in the Basilica of Pope St. Clement I, and there his tomb is, and there to this day, on his feast days, and of course, in the Pauline Rite is February the 14th, but in this rite is July the 7th. Many, many people from all over the world, including representatives from the governments of the Eastern countries, come bearing beautiful wreaths and flowers and other gifts to the tomb of St. Constantine, St. Cyril. St. Methodius died in 886, and of course he too is a great saint of Holy Mother the Church. And both of them were proclaimed patrons, co-patrons of Europe, along with Saint Francis of Assisi and others, for their feast on February the 14th, at which I was very happy to serve the Mass in the Basilica of St. Clement, a wonderful basilica that goes back to the time of Saints Peter and Paul. So today, as we honor and make reparation to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, as we honor the most precious blood of Jesus that goes through that heart, then we also include his special children, Saints Cyril and Methodius. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.